So as I begin my testimony tonight, I would like to begin it by reading the words of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 15. And it says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ." My whole testimony could be summed up in these words. Because from a child, I did know the stories of the Bible, and I knew that I needed Jesus as my Savior, and Jesus had come to earth to die for my sins. My testimony isn't some big, amazing tale of how I sustained a life-threatening injury, which led me to become a Christian. No, my testimony is just a simple tale of childlike faith. I'm not saying that my testimony is boring. No testimony is boring, as it involves Jesus and his undying love for you and me and his gift of grace. This is my story, but it's God who deserves the glory. I do consider it a real privilege to have been born into a home where both my parents loved the Lord dearly, but it was also a home where the Word of God was the center of it. I was brought to church, Sunday school, and the children's meetings ever since I can remember, but it wasn't until the 14th of May, 2005, when I was 3 years old, that I asked Jesus to come into my heart and take away my sins. I can vaguely remember sitting in our living room watching this animated Bible story on a VHS tape. And for those of you in the meeting tonight who were born before, I'd say 2003, 2002, a VHS tape is something that came before the DVD. And before the DVD, you now have Netflix. So, that story was about the Good Samaritan, the parable that Jesus told when he was on earth. And in my head, the way I interpret it was that I was the man who was beaten up by the thieves, and my wounds represented my sin, and to help me get better and back on my feet, I needed the good Samaritan who represented Jesus, who would help me back to my feet and tend to my wounds. So there and then, in simple childlike faith, a little three-year-old me asked Jesus to come into my heart and take away all my sins. As I grew up through primary school, it was a doddle. I went to a small country primary school where all the classes were small in size, with about 12 people or less per class. And everyone else in my class either went to church, was a Christian, or had a grandparent or relative who went to church. As well as that, many of the teaching staff at my school were Christians. Everyone in my class knew I was a Christian, and there were a few other Christians in my class too. Primary school just really came and went, and it was all a blur. I hadn't really any times of testing during that period of my life. It was just primary school. Back then, you know, the only worry you had during the day was what was for dinner when you came home from school. After P7, I moved on from primary school up to Dariada School in Ballymoney. This was where I began to experience my first trials as a Christian. I had moved up to Dariada as the only boy from my primary school. There was another girl in my class, but we just kind of drifted apart when we moved into the school. I tried to befriend some of the boys in my class. A few of them took me on, but the rest weren't so bothered with me. So I befriended a couple of the girls in my class, which was all fine. Got a wee friend group going. There was a few of the other boys who took me on, joined our group. But then it was roughly second or third year. The other boys in the class started giving me a hard time because I hung around with predominantly girls. They would have tripped me up, teased me in many ways. However, although their behavior was bad, I do have to admit, because of this, my own behavior wasn't what it should have been. I stopped reading my Bible and praying, and my walk with God began to fade, and my overall mood was just bad. I know, looking back at it now, I shouldn't have done that, as I was at my weakest point, and I needed God more than ever in my life. Then halfway through third year, I was at the end of my tether, so I just told my parents everything, and they passed on everything to my form tutor. And she sorted everything out, and I began to get better. I began to enjoy school again, and my walk with God began to slowly but surely get back to the way it should be. So that was all grand until then. At the beginning of October in 2017, my granny was taken into hospital. Now, my granny had been sick for a while, but it was never hospital serious. She was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and then later what was thought to be dementia. But it wasn't until she went into hospital that I began to think of the long-term effects of what was going on. This trial that I was facing was big, like last time. This trial that I was facing now was discouraging, like last time. But there was one thing which made this trial different. I had all my faith in God. And I had all my faith in God and in his will. Throughout my last trial, I thought I could have been able to manage it on my own, but I wasn't. I needed God's help and strength. When I heard the news of when Granny was taken to hospital, I just sent a message to all my close Christian friends at the time, asking for one thing, and that one thing was prayer. You see, just previously that night, I had listened to a talk on the importance of prayer, and I knew it was the only thing that my family needed. The responses flooded in from my friends, messages of hope and willingness and love and willingness to pray. God answered the prayers of my friends and family for a while, and Granny did get better for a time, but unfortunately she passed away at the end of January 2018. I managed to get through this difficult time thanks to my Christian friends who offered me prayer and support, and I received lovely messages from them all, and it was through the passing of my Granny that I realized what a blessing it is to have Christian friends who you can rely on for prayer and support. It is vitally important for Christians to surround themselves with other Christians. As it says in Proverbs 27, verse 17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of a friend. Bryant Wright says, sometimes God has to break us and allow us to hit rock bottom so he can shape us into the person he's calling us to be. I couldn't agree with this saying more. Because of my hardships and trials, I am who I am today. They've made me a better person for it, and although I couldn't see it at the time, God knew it was what was best for me. He always does. He has continually blessed me to this very day. He has provided me with amazing opportunities to serve him through doing different mission trips, the Monday night children's meetings here at the church, and in Ballycastle Sism in the summer past. As well as him providing me with so many opportunities to serve him, he's also blessed me with so much, such as the opportunity to be deputy head boy at Darrow School this year, my last year at school. I've also been given the chance to be one of the CU presidents in our school in CU. This opportunity in particular has provided me with some valid experience in standing firm in your faith. Around the time with certain legislations in our land being altered in a way that goes against our belief as Christians, the CU got caught up in a bit of hassle that had been blown out of proportion, but at the time it was difficult not to take what people were saying in school to heart. It was at this stage I remembered what Rachel Joy Scott said, I am not going to apologize for speaking in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to hide the light God has put in me, which is what I decided we were going to do moving on as a committee. Even though we were receiving a fair bit of opposition as a CU, we were blown away by the amount of support we were getting from teachers in school, both pupils in school and past pupils and friends of the school. But personally for me, I greatly appreciated the support and assurance from our pastor, Roger, as well as our youth leaders, Andrew, Peter, and Timothy. Their support and words of wisdom was such a true blessing to me during this time, and I want to personally thank them now for that. It was greatly appreciated. The work Andrew, as well as Peter and Timothy are doing with the youth is truly a blessing to my heart. I do look forward to Friday nights in the upstairs room after a grueling week at school. The hand of friendship they've extended to me, I'm truly grateful for. I do look up to these men of God, and not just because of Peter's height, but because they are amazing examples as Christians to follow. So as I come to the end of my testimony, I just want to say a few words. If you're going through a rough patch in your life, firstly, tell someone who cares, but secondly, it's only for a little while, and whatever you're going through, God has your best interest at heart. And if you're not saved in the meeting tonight, I don't know what's holding you back. You're so blessed to be here tonight. Maybe you think you've got plenty of time, and you'll get saved when you're older, but that's a lie from the devil, because life is so short, and suddenly your life could just be ended. Don't wait till you're older, because you might not live to see 50, 60, 70. And even if you grow old, God might stop speaking to you. As it says in his Bible, in his word, now is the day of salvation. So if you're not saved, it is my prayer that you become a Christian. As it says in his word, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You honestly won't regret it. Becoming a Christian is the best thing that has happened to me in my life. God has given me so much because of it, and because of him, I've been able to do so many great and wonderful things. Thank you.